I'm here early, y'all. So excited to talk about accountability. I'm here early. All right. We'll just hang out for a couple minutes. I clicked on actually start, and I think I clicked the button to actually start, but I was going to wait a couple minutes, but we can hang out for a second. Let everybody come in if you want to. How's everybody doing today? I'll change my name. That's what I'll do. I'll change my name. Change my, because I'm on Zoom. I had all four calls. Corinne took the weight loss call. And so then I just did the new 30-day plan call. I did the 30-day plan call. Then now I'm doing accountability. And then if you're signed up for virtual camp, you can join me in an hour and a half. I'm going to be talking about how to get virtual ready. So excited. So excited. Hey, Jennifer. I know. Good to see you again. Here we are again. My hair. My dog is in here. He's good through the first call. We'll see how it goes this call. If he's not good, I told my daughter to have her phone. I may have to call in reinforcements and make her help assist out because, you know, he can only be good for so long. If you saw my post in Facebook where he had hidden my shoe, I found it yesterday. I found my shoe yesterday. Y'all, guess who is helping on this call? Her first call ever as a NoBS coach. Coach Lizzie is in the house. She is going to be here. I think Betsy is going to be with her. So you might see her, a Lizzie sighting. Y'all will have the first Coach Lizzie sighting ever. Y'all are lucky people. I know, Lizzie, I'm just going to say, like, while we got 30 seconds left, when Lizzie applied for this position, she knocked our socks off. She knocked our socks off. And so we are so excited to have her with us. We know she's going to be good because she's a military spouse. So she's used to pivoting like a motherfucker, which is what we do the best inside of NoBS. So we are so excited to have her here. Coach Betsy is here as well. So Lizzie and Betsy will be in the chat and in the Q&A. They will be typing in all caps. Yes, Tig, the replay will be available on Tuesday. We are going to talk about how to not be so nice in your accountability. Like, so many of us want true accountability, but we don't know how to do it without hurting somebody's feelings, or we think that we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. You can post in the chat, post in the Q&A. Lizzie and Betsy have your back. If you want, you can just, if you want to see closed captions, you can just hit the CC button on your Zoom. You can see the closed captioning here. Yeah, that's how it works. I am going to talk a little bit about accountability first and how you get into accountability. So I'm sure most of you who are here are in accountability, but if you are not, we just ask that you complete modules 1 and 2 of the NoBS weight loss course. So everybody's speaking the same language when you get into an accountability group. We changed our entire accountability process on June 1st. If we, as NoBS team, the amazing accountability goddess Heidi, signed you up in an accountability group before June 1st, you need to go register your group on nobswomen.com. Everyone in the group must register. Everyone in the group must fill out the form themselves to be tagged and saying, I'm in accountability. That's the only way that we know you're in accountability is if you yourself filled out the form. It's not like I designate you to fill out the form for all of us. No. Everyone must fill out their own form. If you want an accountability group, we are more than happy to set you up with an accountability group. You just fill out the form on that same page. If you are doing the monthly weight loss challenge with your accountability group, that is amazing. And we gave you some swag to talk about how much your group is committed to losing this month. But when you fill out the form, it's individual weight loss is what's going to make the temperature, the thermometer rise to unlock our amazing prizes this month. But you're going to keep up with it in your own accountability group. But when you fill out that form, you're going to fill it out individual weight loss is what gets the thermometer to move, but we do give you amazing tips and tricks to do the challenge with your group. And if your group is registered, you must be registered. If we get to 10,000 pounds, Corinne is giving away two amazing grand prizes. One grand prize is that one person will get 4 weeks of 30-minute coaching sessions privately with Corinne. Also, an accountability group will get group coaching. So ever how many people are in your group, you'll get on a call 30 minutes with Corinne. The other thing I have heard a lot inside of the Facebook group, we've gotten a couple of questions at support. If you are in a group with women who are no longer No BS Women, or women, they don't get the prize, period. We are not giving prizes out to people who are not No BS members. But if you're in a group and you're like, let's say there's five of you and four of you are No BS members and one has left the membership, if you win the grand prize, the four of you will get the prize. The one who is not a member will not get the prize. If you give someone who is not a member the link to register your group, they will not be registered unless they are an active No BS member. They will not be getting accountability emails. They will not be getting swag. You must be a member in order to get all the benefits of being in a No BS accountability group. Let's see. Anybody else? All right. So that's what I'm going to say about the challenge. Now we're going to talk about being truly accountable. So my group has this problem too. Like, we've been together for like 4 years now. They are literally my best friends. We just went on a trip together. We got matching tattoos. That's how devoted we are to one another. There are three of us. We love each other more than anything in this world. And I don't ever want to do life without them. I will also say this. We're hit and miss with accountability, yo, because we've been together for so long. So we've had to like recommit several times to be true accountability partners. If you notice that that is happening, every so often, in order to be good accountability partners, you need to take a beat, recommit to one another, recommit to what you want. I will say this, as you change and grow and you're losing weight, your desire for what type of accountability you want may change. And that is okay. So there is no rule or no law that says you can only have one group. So let's say that you've been with your group forever and ever and ever, and y'all, you're noticing that you're talking more about life and stuff instead of No BS and weight loss. You can keep those people as friends. You can love them with all of your heart, and you can sign up for a new accountability group, like just focused on weight loss. You can do that. There's no rule against it. You're not cheating on them. You're like, look, I just am in a different place. I'm still going to check in with y'all every day or every other day or ever how y'all are checking in with one another. But I want to just like somebody hardcore, no BS, like only way, bitch got goals. You can do that. It is allowed. I just posted in the Facebook group today about like women who aren't going to camp, get an accountability group for the weekend, like a little short, like, listen, we all want to work on drinking. So we're going to take the mindful drinking course. We're going to split it into three parts. You're my accountability group, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can do those sorts of things. You can ask for what you want for true accountability if your group is not into that right now. Because it ebbs and flows, right? We all have, like when you sign up, you have certain needs. Then you go a little bit down the road, you have other needs. Doesn't mean you don't love those people. You don't want to be friends with those people. But if you want true accountability and you don't feel like your group is giving it to you, sign up for another group and then keep these people as your friends. They don't, just because you met as accountability partners doesn't mean that you need to be accountability partners forever. Think about like when you're in a relationship with somebody, right? You're like just starting out and then you're like boyfriend, girlfriend, or girlfriend, girlfriend, whichever it is. And then you move on to engagement, maybe. Then you move on to a married couple, possibly. Your needs changed over the relationship and you redefined who you were to each other. You can do the same thing in accountability. We all just don't stay the same forever. Okay. So that's one way. If you notice you're just not getting the type of accountability you want, maybe it's changed over the time, get a new accountability group. That's number one. Number two, get permission to give feedback. Okay. Get permission from the people that you're with. So oftentimes you come in like, just like, you're going to like coach them, right? You're like, I want you to point out everything. So I'm going to point out everything too, because it's what you want, but you never ask them what they want. You need to first find out what your group needs and expects from you. How much feedback do you want? And just go ahead and give them what they're asking for. You ask for what you need and let them give it to you as well. So great example happened earlier today. We went to see my mama after church. And my mama looked at my child, my baby child, 19, and said, you really need to get those eyebrows waxed. It looks like you have two caterpillars on her on your face. And my daughter was like, oh, well, thank you. And she said, if you didn't want my opinion, you shouldn't have asked. My daughter said, I didn't ask, right? Been different if my daughter said, what do you think about my eyebrows? What do you think about my eyebrows? And then my mom would have said, you need to have them done. They're like two caterpillars on your face. It's different when the person is asking for it. When they have, when you have permission to give the feedback, it's a lot differently received. So my daughter was like, bye, and turned around and walked out the door. Because my mom didn't have permission to give the feedback on her eyebrows, right? And so, but if my daughter would have said, what do you think about my eyebrows? My mama would have said, she would have been like, oh, thank you for being honest. Totally different when you have permission. Okay. Now, you also need to get permission all along the way. So let's say that you've been together for 2 years. And then 2 years ago, you had the conversation about permission. You know, am I free to give you feedback? Is that what you want? Do you want feedback if I'm seeing it? Whatever it is. And then 2 years from now, you're still giving feedback and you've never checked back in to see where that person is. I would really suggest that every like 3 months, y'all check back in with each other's permission. Make sure that people still want the same things, that they are still looking for that level of accountability from you. I also want to offer, point out the good. A lot of times we're doing our advanced certification for coaches right now. And so women can see what's wrong. How many of us can pick ourselves apart like nobody's business? Yes, I can pick myself apart. I know every flaw I have. I know every failure I have. I got them all. I could list them to you right now. I could, you know, type them, email them to you, say them out loud, Marco Polo them to you. I know all of them. Especially in new accountability, what your accountability partners cannot see is what they're doing right. So a lot of times we do get so far in that vein, we never do go the other way. Because we're like, oh my God, you got your water in? You know, you've been doing these plans for 3 days in a row. remember like 2 weeks ago, you struggled to string two together and now you got 3 days in a row. We get so caught up in that, that when they don't post, be like, hey, was something going on for you today? I know you didn't post your plan. Do you want to just tell us instead today so that you can keep your streak up? Even if you don't write it in your plan, you could just tell us. Offer them ways to do it without having to actually sit down and write a plan is a really good way to support them. But you want to say, you're on such a great streak. How can we help you keep up that streak? It's not about what they're not doing. Always offer help. How can we help you? I noticed that you're eating at night after dinner, like you've been telling us every day, but you haven't been filling out a discovery worksheet. Is that something that you want us to help you work on, or you just want to keep it right now? Do you see what I did there? It's like, here's what I'm noticing. I'm happy to do something, help you. We can all crowdsource and figure this out. Or if you're just not wanting to work on that right now, that's fine too. And if they say, I just don't want to work on that right now, just say, if you're ever ready to work on it, just let us know. We'll help you. So different than you're eating every night. What are you going to do about it? Always be part of their solution for them. Offer the ways you think you might be able to help. Ask, how can I help you? Is there something I can do to help you? That is a great way to offer support and say, I see what you're doing. I know you probably don't like that you do that. How can I help you if you want me to help you? Totally different conversation than you're eating every night. Where's your discovery worksheet? Right? When you offer to be a part of the solution, it changes the conversation for that person. This is the other thing I'm going to say. If anybody's gone through module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course, you know we cannot control people's thoughts. People are going to think what they're going to think. Now, we can give them the best case scenario, though, to have an amazing thought. Corinne always uses this when she talks about this. She uses sex as an example. It's like, if she knows Chris is ready for the boom boom, as she calls it, she gets herself into that headspace and she's like, I can't wait for tonight. Looks like you're excited about tonight. And so like, well, I guess it's time. It's been a while. Got to do my wifely duties. When you say it like that, it's much more difficult for somebody to have an amazing thought about it. You want to give somebody on the four ends, when we talk about neutralize, that's the facts. That's what you're saying to your accountability partner. Those are the words that they're going to notice a thought about. Give them the best neutralize, the best fact to create the best thought possible. Because we can't control what they think. You can do anything with love and be like, how can I help you? Is there any way I can help you? And then they could think like, I can't believe she just called me out in front of the accountability group like that. We don't have control over that, what they think, but we can give them the best circumstance, the best fact, the best neutralize on their four ends as we can to help them have an amazing thought. And that is the key to holding your group accountable. Get permission. Offer to be a part of the solution. Check in every 3 months to ask them, what type of accountability are you looking for? And if your group is not giving it to you, if you notice that they're more friends now, which is totally fine and normal, get a different accountability group to work on hardcore weight loss with. Doesn't mean you can't ever talk to your other accountability group about weight loss. It just means that I'm in a different place right now. I want to work on something different. I still want to be your friend. I still want to talk no BS, but I want somebody holding my feet to the fire. And then that is when you just let us know, we'll set you up with another accountability group. The other thing I want to talk about too is if you notice that you've got people in your group that are no longer members, it's going to be a lot harder to be accountable to those people. They're not in the Facebook group doing the monthly challenges. They're not attending the live calls. They're not getting all the new content that you get. They're stunted back whenever they left No BS. So even if you're in a group like that, maybe you do want another accountability group with only current No BS women in it. Again, still be their friend. Doesn't mean that you're like gonna cut them off. But you maybe you just want to work with current No BS members on weight loss, on what we're currently doing inside of the membership. Annette says we check in every day just to be sure we're okay. And if something happened in life to throw us off track, reach out for support for life issues that might impact our lives, share our schedule, etc. Exactly. Exactly. And decide, like, you know, make some rules for your group. And that's that thing you want to check in every 3 months with, right? Like, we don't talk about our lives until we've all written a plan. Even if y'all are all friends now and you've decided you just want to stick it out, but like level up your accountability, like, you know, my name is MJ and I made a plan already. You won't believe what my husband did. Like, that's how you can get on. My name is MJ. I've made my plan. I did overeat yesterday. I filled out my discovery worksheet. Guess what my kid did? Guess what my mama just said to my kid, right? Have some rules about what needs to happen before you get on Marco Polo. So that when you are posting on Marco Polo or in a text or in your Facebook group, you're also keeping weight loss front of mind. You're also keeping your goals at the very forefront of your, like, what you're doing. Because life's going to happen forever. Whether you've got 100 pounds to lose or you've been in maintenance, shit still going to happen. Your mama's still going to say something stupid to your child. Can you tell I'm still hung up on that? Caroline said, I'm so nervous about meeting a group. I've just requested one. Well, Caroline, I'm assuring you, they're all nervous. It's normal to be nervous when you're meeting new people. I imagine they're all nervous. I hope I like them. But remember too, Caroline, when you sign up for accountability and we put you in a group, for the first month, we'll be checking in with you, sending you emails at the bottom. If your group doesn't get set up or you're not meshing or something's going on, you just click the link and we will get back in touch with you. Because it's just like finding a pair of shoes. You know the size, you know what you want. You go in there and you try on the shoe and it doesn't fit. It doesn't mean there's not a shoe for you. It just means that shoe didn't fit. Let us help you find the shoe that fits. Girl, we have just changed everything, how we're doing it. What's the best way to add someone to an already established group? Marissa, you got a couple of choices. You can either post in the Facebook group and add someone that way, or we have people on the list waiting for accountability groups who are like, you know, we were just talking to Carissa. Is it Carissa? Let me see. I think it is Carissa. Anyway. Yeah, we have people waiting on accountability and they would love, like, a new member would love an established accountability group. You can just email support at pmptribe.com and Heidi will find you a match. I'm going to tell you something, for all of you who have been around for a while, you can even ask, like, you know, we try to put you in with people who have been in about the same time, but if you're an OG who feels like they're stuck in a rut, go in that Facebook group and ask, hey, I've been a member for 2 years. Anybody want to be my accountability partner that just joined in the last month? You will get so many people coming after you. It is good because you already would be the expert in the room, or it will rejuvenate you. Whenever I was I'm still a member. Who am I kidding? I'm an OBS woman till the day I draw my last breath. But when I was a member, every time we would open, you know, we used to be closed. You just couldn't join just at any time. I would go in that Facebook group. I'd be like, I've lost 50 pounds, 60 pounds, whatever it is. I've been here for a while. Anybody that just joined want to be in my group. And I would take like five women and I would be in an accountability group with them. And I would like help them through and help them figure out what doable hunger is. That is such a great way. If you want to ignite some newness and some excitement in your group, post in Facebook, ask for a new member that wants an established group. You want to talk about helping them and helping you? Girl, that was my favorite thing to do. Take them through. Let me see. What else do we have? Yeah. So Zoom user says, I'm looking for an existing group willing to take on a new partner. I'm in California. Yeah. If you don't find somebody in this call and don't get to exchange information with them in the chat, just go over in Facebook and post that. Yeah, if you've got a group and you want more people, email support at pnptribe.com. Heidi will get you more people. Or post in the Facebook. Like, that's always another option. Yeah, so let's see. Oh, look, see, Lindsay's like, here. Right here. Here I am. And I will tell you too, like I did my accountability group. One lives in Seattle. I live in South Carolina. We make it work. It is easier if you're in the same time zone. But I told y'all we've been partners for 4 or 5 years now. Hey, Paula, she's a little late to the party, but she's here. All right. Now these calls, these accountability calls, are going to be like, I just did almost 30 minutes of kind of teaching about a concept, talked about how to hold people accountable. Then the second half is going to be raise your hand if you want coaching about offering advice, if you to your accountability, like holding their feet to the fire. If you're scared to ask for like more accountability with your group, you can raise your hand and I will coach you on whatever like accountability issues sort of you're having. You can raise your hand and I will be happy to coach you on it. No, Terry, great question. Oh, I just paired with a gal yesterday on our own. Yeah. Do we need to register our accountability group with no BS? Yes, yes, yes. If you found a group on your very own in Facebook, or a lot of people, we have camp coming up. A ton of accountability groups are formed at camp, like in those virtual Zoom rooms, tons. So we should be, all of them will have to register with us. If we, as in no BS, as in Accountability Goddess Heidi, if you filled out the form and were placed in a group after June 1, you don't have to register your group. We've already got your information. Like I said, as long as you filled out that form that we currently have, either signing up for accountability or registering your group, you are in. You are tagged. You've raised your hand and said, I'm in accountability. Oh, I like this. Annette says, my first group was 4, went to 2, and now we Marco Polo every day, and we were gonna be the Mean Girls, but changed our name to Got This Girls because we tell each other this every day. I love that. So on your form, again, if you want coaching, raise your hand. I will call you up. Yo. But on the form, we can't get too in the weeds about what you want. So we do same, like we try to get you in your same time zone or an adjacent time zone. So you're only like an hour apart. Michelle, I'll get you in a second. Thank you, Michelle, for falling on the sword. We ask how much weight you have to lose, how old you are, how often you're going to check in. So we had found that a lot of people wanted to talk every single day, and then they would end up getting paired with somebody who only wanted to check in once a week. And we had a lot of accountability groups that just kind of fell flat because of that. So we want to pair you with somebody who wants to check in the same amount as you want to check in. And if you go and search out your own group, like on Facebook, or you find somebody in the camp Zoom room, I really highly encourage you to ask that question when you're getting, when you're creating your own accountability group, because on paper, it may seem amazing. But if you get somebody who really does not want to check in that often, and you're like, girl, every day, all day, I want to talk to you all the time. You're my new best friend. Y'all may not be a good fit, even though you're the same age, same time zone, have the same amount of weight to lose. That was just a really good question that we added to the form now, because we realized how many groups really were just not hitting it off because of the amount of times per week they wanted to check in. Nicole says, I'm not in a quiet house. How do you open up the conversation to say, hey, I noticed you keep saying I'm back and then disappear. It's okay. If you want to leave, that way we know our group can really dive deep. Yeah. Like that. And, you know, I don't know how many people are in your group, Nicole. But like, let's say there's four people in your group and one is in, out, just keep going like she's in, or ask, say, you know, we're on here every day. And I've noticed that like, you only check in a couple times a week. Is that how you like, is that good for you? Or, do you want to like, do you ever feel like you're behind whenever you like log on and see, we've had all these conversations? I just want to check in. If you're good with it like this, then that's fine. But, you know, if you want to go find somebody, you know, I heard now on the accountability form, they ask you how often you want to check in. If you don't want to check in as often, I bet you could email support and they could find somebody that just wanted to check in a couple times a week, or you can just stay here with us. That's fine. Either way. All right, Michelle. I do have a couple of Q&A questions and I will get to them. I'm gonna pull Michelle up because she's sitting there patiently waiting. Michelle. Let me see. Michelle, all right. Unmute yourself and turn your video on, Michelle. And we will chit chat. All right, Michelle.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Are you a passenger?
I am a passenger. So okay. No worries. I am not driving. We're just on a, like coming home from a trip. So.
Okay. All right.
Just and I was listening. So yeah, good call. Okay. So I've been at maintenance for since January. Purposely, exactly. Like I just can't move along with my weight loss. I would love to use the accountability groups to hold me more, to like put my feet to the fire. I don't exactly know how to ask for that. Like what is it that they can really do to help me? Because I like the idea of accountability group because I feel like maybe I'm not seeing things. I'm blind to some of the stuff that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so I want to go to that next level, but I guess I'm not sure. What are some specific things I can ask for them to do?
What you just said to me, I'm in unintentional maintenance. It's January. I still want to lose weight. Yeah. Have you had this conversation with your group that you just had with me?
No. So I think it's good to ask, but I guess I get stuck because I don't even know what I'm asking from them. Do you know what I mean? Like, what am I asking them to do? Okay.
I bet they'll tell you. Like this month, especially, like do the halftime method all month with them. Hey, do you mind if I take a picture of my food halfway and then check in with you and see if I'm still hungry? I've been in unintentional maintenance.
Okay.
And then just say, like, these are your people. Do you have any ideas about maybe what I'm missing? Send them your habit tracker. Take a picture of it. Send it. Say, hey, what am I missing? Y'all see anything on here? Maybe I hadn't seen. Send them your data.
Okay.
And see what suggestions they have. Any of y'all ever been in an unintentional maintenance phase? What'd y'all do? Yeah.
I've kind of a different question. I just started a new group. I started a new group because I wanted to just see if there I could find some other people. So I just refilled out the form. I was trying to find people also at that maintenance level to 20 pounds loss. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same boat. We're all been kind of maintaining unintentionally and want to lose more. And it's a brand new group. And I feel like there's lots of different things people want out of the accountability group kind of thing. And like some people want just short and sweet. Some people want to be able to talk through their thoughts. Like when you have, especially a brand new group that is people are hoping for out of the group that don't always align. What do you suggest on finding the best way to make a group that everyone is getting what they need out of that group, I guess?
Such a good question. So I just saw the lemons. I always use lemons as an example. So when I was a member, I wanted short and sweet. 3 kids, full-time job, dance mom. I did not have time to listen to hours of polos a day. I didn't have the time. Didn't want to make the time. I joined the Lemons and they talked a lot. And I wanted to listen to OBS, right? Like, but I felt like I was on the Marco Polo with the Lemons for a long time. And I was like, look, it seems like y'all are like rocking it over here talking. I just don't have the time. I'm going to leave this group. I'm going to find somebody who's like a little bit more like short and sweet, whatever. And I still love them to this day. Every one of them. There's nothing wrong to say, like, it sounds like you got, you know, how many people are in your group?
5-ish, I think.
Okay.
It's brand new.
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways you can do it. You could make a separate Marco Polo group, one for weight loss. I want to talk data, discovery worksheets, all the other sort of stuff. But you can make a separate Marco Polo for working through the 4 N's and for thought work and things that are a little bit deeper and longer.
Okay.
So you could say, this is like our data group. Same people in the other group. But not all of us have tons of time. So like if I'm on vacation with my kids or doing something, or I have a long day at work, I may not be able to get over into the thought work Marco Polo, but I'll pop in there when I can, when I have a little bit of extra time. But you can just hold yourself accountable and do level ups and do data and short and sweet in one group. That way everybody kind of gets what they're looking for every single day.
Okay.
And you don't clog up the data accountability feed, which thought work is part of accountability. Don't get me wrong, but especially if some people are getting long-winded or whatever, just say like some days I need to be short and sweet and I do want to check in and I do want to do my data. Could we make another group, another Marco Polo group? And then as we have time, we just hop in there and help each other with our thoughts.
Okay. And I think just an idea I'm getting from you is that longer one, it's helpful if you've actually gone through the 4 N's yourself before you get there.
Yeah, that's why we ask you to go through modules 1 and 2 before you join an accountability group.
Okay. As opposed to just like coming out there with raw, this is my thoughts, help me out, like kind of thing. It's better to have gone through a little bit of that first, do you feel like, or is it better just to talk it out? I don't know. What's your...
Well, so there's a couple of ways. So a lot of times in my group, I love Marco Polo. For those of you who don't know, it's a video messaging app. So you say a little video and then your group can listen to it when they have time. And then they leave a message and then I listen to their message when I have time. The reason I love it is because when I am on Marco Polo, I don't filter myself. Shocker. I don't filter my big mouth, but old shitty just like just falls out right there. And my group will be like, okay. Go back and listen to what you just said, girl. You should hear just the old shitty that came out of your face. Sometimes I go to my group and I'm like, I'm really struggling with this thought. I've worked it through the 4 N's, but I'm stuck.
Okay.
Right. Like, and the other thing too, is that permission. Like I heard a lot of really, you know, kind of old shitty thoughts in there. Do you want to work through them? Do you want us to help you work through them? Or you just want to sit in it for a little bit? Sometimes you want to sit in it for a little bit.
Okay.
And it's, again, going back to that permission. You know, like, especially if it's something like, you can tell it's like really heartfelt and they're really upset about it. Be like, do you want us to help you work through that? Or you're just going to let us know when you want us to help you work through that.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. And then I think, I think that helps me. It kind of helps me to know, because I don't really need other, like, I feel very self-accountable with like my worksheets, but I think I need more with the thought work. So then I think that makes sense. If I try to run it through a worksheet first before I come, that'll hold me a little bit more. I'll be much more likely to work it out as opposed to just saying it, but it's also helpful just to be able to say it sometimes. So
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's all my questions.
Good. So, hey, all right. Good luck with your new accountability group.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Did you do the halftime method this week?
No, I was on vacation at my brother's wedding. I wasn't really aware of what was going on and OBS, but I'm getting back in on the way.
We're doing on the clock this week. That's what we're working on this week. So if you think you're hungry, you drink water, you go on the clock, you wait like 30 minutes to an hour, whatever you're comfortable with, and then you reassess your hunger. I would do that and the halftime method this week. And I almost promise you, you will get out of your maintenance.
Can I ask a question about that? Sorry. Mm-hmm. So I like having very regular meals. Like, I like breakfast, lunch, dinner. And it's been very challenging for me to want to wait at all, because I'm often the one making food for a lot of other people. So I guess with waiting for hunger, I feel like I always am hungry, I guess, at those meals. But sometimes I skip that challenge, I guess. And I don't know, should I try to shake it up? Like, but I really do like, I like very regular life. Like, I want to eat at the same, you know what I mean? And I'd rather just eat a little less. So I don't know. I guess that's my, I'm probably struggling with that, I guess, a little bit with the, does that make sense?
Oh yeah. But that's like saying I'm a chef in a restaurant. I'm cooking for all these people all the time. I have to eat every time I cook for them.
Okay.
Right. Like, what does waiting on hunger have to do with you cooking meals for somebody else?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what does it have to do with it?
Just that the meal is hot then, but like, you're right. I can reheat kind of a thing. And So what does it have to do with it? It probably doesn't, except for that's when we're eating as a family. That's when I have the block set kind of thing. And then we just have, I'm a homeschooler. And so like, that's when our time is to eat, like, but I can control that a little bit, but when we're all eating on different schedules, it feels like chaos. I struggle.
But here's what I want to offer you, Michelle. It sounds like, so there are a couple ways you can work it, because we do definitely have shift workers, nurses, teachers, like whatever, mm-hmm. which, you know, I know you're a homeschooler, you're a teacher. And you have to eat lunch at a certain time, right? Like, it has to happen, mm-hmm. or you ain't gonna get no more lunch. Knowing that you're eating when you're not physically hungry, just know you're gonna get to enough a lot faster.
Okay.
Right. And so we do sometimes have to do that. Like, we 100% do. But for you, this would be my challenge for the, you know, we always talk about 1% level ups. This week, I would work on breakfast. I would do on the clock for breakfast, because whether you're homeschooling your kids or not, you could always grab a yogurt while you're homeschooling your kids. If you get hungry later, start with one meal on the clock. Really assess if you are hungry for breakfast.
Okay.
That's how you level that piece up. Start there.
Okay. I'll do that.
All righty.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
That was really good, y'all. I'm glad she raised her hand. Oh, you're welcome, Sheila. How do you, Luann says, how do I get over feeling like a hypocrite when giving suggestions when I'm not doing all the things or losing weight, even when they ask for accountability? It's such a good question. You're feeling like a hypocrite because of your thoughts about it. I shouldn't be doing this. I have no business doing this. But here is the thing. It's the same thing is like, I don't know. Like if I'm coaching, like we have coaches. Coach Julie is a great example. She doesn't have kids, but she coaches women all the time on their relationship with their kids. You do not have to be going through it or be perfect at it to identify old shitties about it. I don't need to be an accountant to balance my checkbook to see what's going on. And I may every once in a while overdraw, but I still could look at somebody's checkbook and see when their, you know, their numbers aren't adding up. So ask yourself, why the judgment? You know, why am I having judgment about this? Like I coached, you know, I've coached people about running and different things that like totally did differently than I did. And just because I'm not doing it doesn't mean that I can't recognize what is going on for someone. Yeah, because you know what? You can see old shitties, whether you're looking at your own or not. Probably those of us who are not doing as well, because we're saying all the old shitties, we're good at sniffing them out, right? Like we can hear them. We can see them. And that's why, you know, I mean, just, you know, Coach Betsy's over private coaching, but Coach Betsy's got a coach. Corinne has got a coach. I have a coach. I can hear your old shitties the minute they half leave your mouth. I cannot hear mine. I don't hear them. And so a lot of times that is the difference. Even if you're not doing the thing or you're not struggling with the thing, like Luann, you know, having a coach or somebody call you out on your own thoughts, it's so easy to see somebody else's and not your own. Because we think they're true lots of times, our old shitty thoughts. We think they're true and they're not. Vicky. Let's see. Vicky, my accountability partner has dropped out of No BS, but we're still partners. Can I sign up as a solo accountability person so I can see all the special activities you will be suggesting? Or will I be able to see those anyway? Vicky, here's what I have to offer you. It's just you and one other person. You're the only one getting the trainings here. You're the only one getting the worksheets. You're the only one getting the coachings here. Do you want to sign up for another accountability partner and keep your other one kind of on the side? Because you do need to fill out your accountability partner's name. And if she is no longer in No BS, that form is not necessarily going to work for you. But I would suggest like being her friend, doing all that stuff, and maybe even signing up for another partner within No BS so that you can get the swag, the, you know, accountability swag, the monthly accountability newsletter. Like right now, if you won that accountability, you're technically not in a No BS accountability group. So if your name was called to win that accountability prize, you really wouldn't have anybody to bring to the table with you as your accountability partner because your current partner is not in No BS. Yep, Rhonda. See, Rhonda, she is coaches with Coach Betsy. I guess you don't mind me saying that, Rhonda, since you just posted it in the chat. But we're good at catching other people's old shitties, not so much our own. Not so much our own. Anybody else want coaching? Do I have any other questions? Rhonda's like, girl, I'm an open book. I'll tell you everything. So the last Monday of every month, you will be getting an accountability newsletter. with some tips and tricks on how to do the weight loss challenge the following month. We have some exciting things coming up for y'all. We really did do a ton to level up our process. So if you have not registered, please, 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 pretty please with sugar on top, please go fill out that form. There's virtual swag, not swag, swag. Oh, Melissa said, I think it is exciting. I'm going out of town to stay the weekend with three ladies I have never met. That's fun. On the clock this week, we are doing on the clock. So you, when you think you're hungry, you drink, you just guzzle water, like 16 ounces of water, and then you're on the clock. And then you set a timer. If you're new, like 20, 30 minutes, if you've been around and you feel comfortable, you can set it for up to an hour. And then at the end of, when you get off the clock, once your timer goes off, you ask yourself, am I hungry? Jennifer, your wish is our command. We're doing these every month. We're doing accountability calls every month. We did one last month and we did one this month and we'll do one next month. And we're going to keep doing them because we really do know that having no BS women to share in your journey with is very important, to have that place to ask questions and all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, if you're in a group of three or four people and you struggle with nighttime eating, probably somebody in that group has already struggled with it and overcome it. If you've got scale drama and you're in a group, probably somebody else has overcome it. So like, you know, whenever I was coaching a minute ago, you ask your group, like, who else has been here? What'd you do to get out of it? And they will let you know, and they'll give you the support that you need. Erica says, are we starting the challenges on Wednesdays? I think, I don't know what day of the week. We start them on the first. So it started, let me see. You know, I got to look back at my calendar. Yeah. So this weekend we're starting on the clock. So that first week, and then Wednesday this week, will be kind of halfway through the week of on the clock. Corinne will be talking about it on her Wednesday training, Zoom training. Dodie says, I love the new accountability upgrade. I was wondering, can we get a big sister for those that have been around and need a restart or guide you out of the fog? Dottie, that is a great place to go to Ask Hope Mina Facebook to see if anybody is interested in working with you that kind of fits the bill. So if you're new, asking for an OG that's been successful. If you are an OG that wants to help guide a new member, say, hey, I've been around a while. Would you like an accountability partner? I'm looking for somebody that's been here less than 30 days. And then y'all form your group and then go register your accountability group. I don't know if it's Joanne or Joan. Joanne, does the clock have to be at mealtimes or anytime you think you're hungry? Anytime you think you're hungry. Anonymous says, is it too much work to have an accountability partner and or group? My group isn't as committed to doing all the data collection like I am. And I feel like I do all the work for the group. Anonymous, maybe that's not the group for you. And that's okay. You tried on that pair of shoes. We ask you to stay committed to your accountability group for 30 days. But if you get ghosted by your group or it's just literally not working out, you can email us and we will get you a new group. But if you're wanting more of like a deep dive diva checking in every single day, just email in and we will get you a new group. Nalani, you put whatever time, we couldn't put every single time zone in the entire world because, you know, we are worldwide, Mr. Worldwide. We are all over the world. So you just find the time that is the closest to your time zone and put that. Is there a way to specify type of group on the new form now? I am not sure what you're asking. We ask you how long you've been a member, how much weight do you have to lose, how old you are, like in a range of, you know, an age range, how often you're planning on checking in with each other, if you finished module 2 of the No BS weight loss course. And that's about it. Yeah, I'm glad y'all thought this was really helpful. I'm just going to tell you, like, when we notice, so the good thing about this new process is we are reaching out to you more. So if you're just in a new group, you'll click the link. I'm really watching and ask your questions to us. I'm really watching Facebook for any kind of accountability questions that I'm seeing. And any kind of like help scout, like support at pmptribe.com that gets written in about accountability. And we're really working on questions that we see coming in a lot, creating small little blips for y'all to be able to have based on what we're seeing in, you know, this new accountability process. Oh, Mitch, I have a new group and there are rules set that I don't love. Just ask for a new accountability group. If it's not a good fit for you, it's not a good fit. Are we registered for the prizes if our group is registered, or is there something else we need to do? So here you go. On this month's weight loss challenge page, you want to go ahead every week, every time you weigh in, whether, you know, once a day, once a week, once a month, once every 2 weeks, whatever your weigh-in schedule is, you fill out the survey. That's how you make the thermometer rise. That does not qualify you for a prize. Just like every month on the 25th of the month, you'll go back to the weight loss challenge page and you will take the survey. Yes, I participated this month. Okay. I participated. That's how you, it's not if I reached my goal or whatever. Like if you committed to lose 10 pounds for Corinne and you only lose 5, doesn't mean, well, I can't win. No, if you participated, you fill out, I participated, way to go. So you fill out the form, there will be a box on there. I completed this challenge with my accountability group. That registers you for individually prizes and the accountability group prize. You can see the thermometer on the monthly weight loss challenge page. Now I'm gonna tell y'all this. I want you to get in them groups and tell every single person, make sure you're filling out that survey. We only, not only, amazing, only had 1,000 pounds reported. Well, a little more than 1,000, but it's 1,000 and then 3,000 pounds. So we had somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 pounds reported. Y'all, ain't no way we didn't lose more weight than that this time. And I know that because about 3 to 4% of the membership filled out the survey this week. Now, we could blow that thermometer out of the damn water if people just fill out the survey. So we want to unlock these prizes. Keep reminding your groups to go over there and individually fill out that every week or every how often you weigh that survey so we can see that temperature rise, that thermometer rising. Mimi, let's see. Oh, it's going fast, going so fast. Hey, Mimi, I hope your husband's doing good. You know, I do love that man. Anyway, I'm a longstanding, wonderful accountability group with committed members. We seem to have some trouble with focusing, so we feel all over the place. Any suggestions? That's when it's time to like check in, be like, what are we focused on this month? And then set some ground rules so that you are weight loss first, weight loss focused first. Okay. That's how you're going to do it. And then if y'all have been friends for a long time, you know, you know each other well enough that you can just say like, hey, here's how we're going to hold each other accountable to this. We're going to pick this one thing and we're going to do it. Remember, start small. Y'all probably did all the things when you first started. And now it's almost like you've had a regain, right? So you want to go back to the basics, start from the beginning, pick one little thing and, you know, go forward. There's a noise outside. It sounds like an animal. Peggy, can you put the survey again for Peggy? Oh, so in the chat, just can't pull the trigger to join a group, find a partner. My first group left me feeling like I wanted to quit. No BS completely. I don't know exactly what happened. I think that would be a great like thing to work through inside of Ask Coaches with one of our coaches for sure. So go ahead and post over there kind of your thoughts. But again, it was one group of women who did not mesh with you. They were not your people. There are 14,000 women inside of No BS. Your people are here. They are here. Try again. Try on the next pair of shoes. I promise they will probably fit better. The survey is the one that asks for weight loss for the week. So that survey is up all month long, all the way through the last day of the month. On the 25th, there will be a separate survey that's up, just like the same one we have at the end of every single weight loss challenge when you register for prizes. Did you participate in this challenge? And then it'll say, I participated in this challenge with my accountability group as well. That gets you registered for individually for a prize and with your accountability group for a prize. But that one survey is up the entire month so that we can collect weight loss for the Queen's birthday. He is great. Your husband's so good. Yeah. So Sadie said, yeah. So this is to collect weight loss. So if you didn't lose this week, which hello, weight loss isn't linear, right? I swear to God, it's a wild animal out of my window. It's very distracting. I don't know what it is, but you know, you could be heading for a fat dump next week. We don't know. Weight loss is not linear. So it is still young in the month. So you still have plenty of time to lose weight. Yeah. Adia, yeah, the survey that's going to ask you about your participation and if you did it with accountability comes out on the 25th. This is just the weight loss survey so that we can, you know, this isn't the prize survey. This is the weight loss survey to make the thermometer rise. Let's see. Claudia says, how can I get a short-term group just for camp? Go to that camp Facebook group and ask them. And if you're doing virtual camp, come on to my call. I'm doing a call in 30 minutes, how to be virtual camp ready. And you can post in the chat there and find some people. They would love that. Oh, hey, Janine. I was in her first, I was the mentor in her first accountability group. Oh, hey, Ladybug Laura Vaughn. Oh, Jennifer says this accountability challenge was the perfect challenge for my partner and I. We are on fire this month. I love that. Tracy, is the weekly survey for individuals to fill out? You are going to report your weight individually. We are just collecting all the pounds lost. So you fill out your own survey. The people in your group fill out their own survey. And the only thing to be eligible for the prize at the end of the month is just to click the box that will be on that very end of the month participation survey. I participated. So you can get registered for those prizes. All right. Dang, if we ain't on time. What I'm telling y'all, I am killing it on time today. I'm just killing it on time. Sometimes I'm not. Today I am. And I'm going to celebrate it as a win because I'm an OBS woman and I celebrate everything that I do well, just like ending on time. Now I'm a minute late because I was too busy celebrating myself. But you know what? It's okay. I'll take it. All right. Enjoy your accountability. If you're coming to camp virtually and you're like, I want a little bit more specific accountability group, those Zoom rooms are the place to find them because you really do get to know people really well in those rooms. So if you're like, I just want to find some people I feel already kind of connected to, go spend 3 days with them in a virtual room and you'll find your people. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. If you're going to virtual camp and you're going to hang out with me to be virtual camp ready, then hop back on in 29 minutes and we'll talk about virtual camp. See y'all later. Bye, y'all. And thank you, Coach Lizzie. You did a great job.